It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Following the devastation of two wildfires this summer, the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Fort Collins and Estes Park are ramping up marketing campaigns to attract tourists. Here with me to discuss their plans is Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Emily.
This summer's High Park and Woodland Heights wildfires burned tens of thousands of acres and destroyed more than 250 homes in Larimer County. Tell us about the effect those wildfires are having on the region's tourism business.
Well, Emily, as you know, both fires broke out in June during what should have been a period of high tourism traffic, but evacuations, closed roads, and thick smoke all worked to keep visitors from coming to either destination. National media coverage spread the news about the fires quickly, and soon reservations were being canceled, and CVBs were fielding phone calls from confused would-be tourists, especially those from other parts of the country. The Woodland Heights fire did burn homes near the entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park, which is, of course, Estes Park's biggest draw. That area gets 3 million visitors a year. And Fort Collins also suffered from misconceptions on a national level, though the weeks-long High Park fire did close down some tourism-related businesses. Rafting companies, for example, were forced to close and the Mishawaka Amphitheater shut down, postponing shows. And not only did those businesses lose money, but employees lost weeks of pay when they were unable to get to work.
How are the Fort Collins and Estes Park tourism bureaus working to counteract all those misconceptions that are out there?
Well, primarily they're upping their spending. Estes Park had already budgeted to spend $400,000 on marketing this summer, but has approved an additional $75,000. The Fort Collins CVB will increase its marketing spending from $40,000 to $100,000.
Now, we all know that Estes Park is normally quite a draw for tourists. How is the Bureau planning to spend that extra $75,000 that they've added to their marketing budget?
Well, Estes Park is planning on spending its extra dollars on a series of advertisements to bring in Coloradoans, obviously, and out-of-state residents alike. Their new marketing plan will include radio and television spots, ads in online versions of local newspapers, and ads in national consumer publications. Some of the TV ads are running in the Denver and Colorado Springs markets with time slots purchased during the Olympic Games to maximize the number of viewers who will see the ads. Then television and internet ads also are being purchased in cities like Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Missouri, and Wichita, Kansas.
And what about Fort Collins? Will their tourism bureau also target out-of-state travelers?
Yes, the Fort Collins CVB runs on a much smaller budget, so of course it needs to get the most bang for its buck. CVB Executive Director Jim Clark said that they are working to let the rest of the state know that Fort Collins is in fact open for business. In addition to radio and TV spots, Clark and his team are using below-the-line marketing such as social media to get the word out that Fort Collins is back and ready for tourists. The CVB's social media following has increased 20% since the fire broke out, and the organization has an intern working to produce Facebook posts and tweets multiple times a day. So the bottom line is we'll have to wait until the end of the summer to see if all this extra marketing effort will work to put heads in beds, as those in the hotel business like to call it.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Emily.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.